What time's the show over?
Today?
Yeah.
10:30.
Okay. I'm supposed to go to lunch.
At 10:30?
No, like about
10?
12 or 1.
Oh, we're done by then, Eddie.
Huh?
We're done by then. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? You didn't take any pizza with you, huh? You should have took some pizza or some food.
I should have took my things, my Natural Wonder stuff.
Yes, I know. I saw it sitting on my table and I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, I was going to give it to you, too, when we were getting stuff out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I'll just give it to him after because I didn't want, where you going to put it? Sit it on the table? Sit it on the table outside?
I guess I could have put it in the car before then, huh?
Yeah.
No, I didn't think about
both it. Both messed up.
No.
Anyway, you should have took some pizza and all that shit. There's a whole pizza left.
Was it really? It was. They're good-sized pieces. I mean,
I knew that. I just would have got two. Shit.
Did you watch the game, Alberto?
Yep.
Maybe next year you can come to the party.
Yeah, probably working again.
Yeah, probably, huh? Not even. Oh, yeah. If I'm available, I'll go. Probably not. I got to work, probably.
Well, I'm not trying to keep your expectations low.
All right, here we go.
Don't get him excited, Eddie.
I'm not fine. Let's go. 3, 2, 1.
All right. Welcome back to the M25 show. My name's Albert.
My name is Eddie.
And I'm Steve. And as you can see, I didn't have enough time, but that's okay. I'm still here.
To get all your paperwork done?
Yeah. Sometimes there's more paperwork than others, you know? And what are you going to do? But I'm done now. All right, here we are. Alyssa's off today. Me and Eddie were talking about it. She's doing leg breaker work today.
Leg breaker?
And does she collect? Today collection day.
It's collection day.
So me and Eddie are going to name her leg breaker. Is that what they call them? Those guys that go collect money?
Someone's go break some legs. So.
Rocky Balboa with that.
Loan Shark.
Loan Shark, yeah. That's Alyssa, our Loan Shark.
Was it Rocky Balboa, the muscle for Loan Shark? In the first one?
I think he was, wasn't he?
Yeah, he used to.
Well, that's right, yeah.
He used to go, have to go beat up people.
Who was the guy that he had to answer to? That remember, he would get the money and then he'd give it to... He's like his boss. What was that guy? What is he called? The boss?
The boss.
The Loan Shark boss?
Mm-hmm. He was on the front row at Rocky. The fight.
The man.
Yes. I guess Rocky would collect collections, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd get the money and take it back to so-and-so, and then that guy would pay Rocky. Man, it's everything's a business.
Oh, that was my heater. Oh, damn. Can you hear it? Can you hear it?
That little portable one?
Yeah.
So that you have automatic on that thing?
Yeah, it gets to a certain temperature and it goes on.
Oh,
Eddie has the heater. I got my fan on.
Can you hear it? No.
I heard it.
Should I turn off?
Sound like a toilet.
I think when it first goes off, you hear it and it kind of...
I think Eddie's sitting on
it. Like, I don't hear it right now, but I just heard it like a second ago when it actually turned on.
Okay. It's okay.
If you like close your eyes, if you close your eyes and listen really hard...
It's cold. You can hear it. It's been cold.
I know, Eddie. I'm happy you got your jacket on. I'm very, very happy. I don't know what that guy was called, but anyway, we're back. Hope everybody had a good weekend.
Yep, a good weekend.
We're gonna
Tony. Is it Tony Gazzo?
Oh, I think Tony Gazzo is calling me right now.
I'm just reading from Wikipedia. Tony Gazzo is a loan shark in Philadelphia who initially hires Rocky as an enforcer and collector to rough up people who owe him money.
Enforcer.
Even though Gazzo gets irritated whenever Rocky does not directly obey his orders, such as beating up people who are unable to pay him, he still has respect and patience for Rocky.
So he's an enforcer, or Rocky's an enforcer?
Rocky's the enforcer. And he's a loan shark.
So what is what's Gazzo's a loan shark?
Yeah.
So the leg breaker is called the enforcer.
Yeah.
And the loan shark is the one you give. It's who you really owe money to.
Yeah.
Okay. So what would Alyssa be?
He's the bank. The enforcer.
Okay, she's an enforcer. All right.
Well, but maybe she's doing both. I don't know.
Well, because she's collecting the money for the business, so.
Okay, then, yeah, she's.
She's an enforcer. Alyssa's an enforcer. Oh, man. We need to get a pair of underwear for her that says enforcer.
I wonder what would she say if they told her, give me one more week, give me one more week.
Well, that was the thing. I think that's where their Gazzo was getting upset, because, you know. You can't have a heart of gold to do that. You gotta, you gotta be all business, you know. And you know, like, give me 1 week.
So what would you do? Would you break a finger?
Smash it with a hammer.
If I sent you somebody that owed us money for our show, so Alberto, I need you to go collect that money from Eddie. Just say it's Eddie. It was our own show money.
Eddie does owe a lot of money.
Hold your hand out and just snap one of his fingers.
Break one of his fingers.
Maybe tell him a joke so he laughs so it doesn't hurt that bad.
Give him some tequila.
give him a piece of wood to bite on.
A piece of wood?
Yeah.
A woodpecker? We're talking about you too, Eddie. Not him.
No, we're talking about Eddie, period. Give Eddie a piece of wood. What was in Starship Troopers?
Give the guy a piece of wood to bite on so he doesn't hurt so bad.
Can he bite on a piece of rubber or something? Does that have to be wood?
Oh, whatever.
Something to bite down on.
Something. Paper, a towel or something.
Bite on a thing and get a splinter on the roof of your mouth? Oh. Broken finger and a splinter on the roof of your mouth.
You break your teeth with it.
Oh.
It hurts so bad. Because I think that's what you clench on it.
Yeah, you clench.
So you don't scream, I guess.
Yeah, you don't scream. So I can open hear you.
I have something I wanted to. We just talked about this right before the show started. So for the podcast listeners and of course the live stream listeners, well, apparently there's a pre-show that goes on. Maybe you'll hear it on the podcast team, but for the live streamers, were you recording when I was asking you, Alberto, if you liked the promos of today now?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, so okay. See, I don't know what he records of me, Eddie.
Let me make it very clear for you. The moment I show up on the screen, you're being recorded.
So you're recording me.
Yeah. So if you have
right when you come on the live stream before we start the live stream.
Yes.
Is that against the law?
No.
Well, now
I just told you.
Aren't you supposed to tell me California law?
Yeah. I you've been informed, and it's okay, not secret. Well. If you go listen to the podcast, you hear it.
Okay, so that's what I like about him. He got an answer for everything.
Uh-huh.
I don't think
you got
I've
a question for
yeah,
everything.
You're right, Steve. You're right. I should have just let you know that
he's Albertopedia.
Everything you're talking about, everybody's hearing on the podcast. Maybe not the live streamers, but anyway, we were talking about the promo post that we've been doing from the beginning of the year. Eddie don't know because he's not on social media.
Well, he's on TikTok, isn't he?
Yeah. But he wasn't on before, so he doesn't really see what I was posting before.
I don't watch it too often.
Anyway, never mind. I don't even get to get into it. So,
well, with the promo, is whoever we're having on. So I guess.
I mean, yeah, well, because we talked about it before, we'd be. Okay, we always know that the ladies are more outgoing than the fellas that want to come on. But there's fellas that want to come on, whether actors or business owners, et cetera, et cetera. But for our show, for some reason, the ladies that happen to be models or, you know, selling calendars, et cetera, kind of outweigh that. Yeah. And, you know, usually we post the pictures that they ask to post and which are pretty, you know, they wear a lot of less. How would I say that? They wear a lot of less. They wear skimpy bikinis and, you know, that makes you know. How am I wording this, Alberto?
I don't know where you're trying to go.
Well, okay. Well, there's a lot of tits and ass on the promos.
They're scantily clad?
Huh?
They're scantily clad?
Yeah, whatever Alberto said. That sounds about right. A lot of tits and ass on the promos we've had in the past years.
And you think they're not bringing in the people, or at least scaring some away?
No, I was just having a conversation if you know, because I haven't done that since the beginning of the year, and you said you haven't noticed, so I had asked. Well, Alberto, is it just me?
I don't care to watch him. I keep scrolling down.
Okay, so
down Facebook.
So you don't care to like, oh wow, let me check what is this? Like, I don't know. You just like, oh boy, let's go to the next one.
That's what's coming on the show. Okay.
All right, maybe it's just me, but anyway. Welcome to the M25 Show 2023, where we make all dreams come true. Even if you don't dream. If you're just a nightmare, we'll make that come true too.
Even if your dreams are boring, we'll make them come true.
That's right. Okay, we got our guests. I'm going to be Main Stage Music Group. Have listened to Spotify before, but Jonathan and Takesi brought me here. I thought that Jonathan and Takesi were Main Stage Music Group, but I guess some of us runs the social media, Eddie?
I guess.
I'm seeing the...
Takesi. We've had Takesi on, right?
Yes. He's been a guest on, and I guess he works for this company now.
Oh, okay.
And the CEO of the company is coming on with him to talk about the company called Main Stage Music Group. And they should be here in just a minute. So, let me see. It's Jeremy. Okay. So who is Jeremy? What does Jeremy do in this company? Maybe he can tell us. Okay. So Alberto missed another party this year.
Another holding. Another Steve throwdown.
Yes, and he had an excuse. He had other business to do. And yes, I know. Yeah, you don't have to say what you did. We all know.
No, you know. I gotta clarify for the audience. I've just had real job to work. Sorry, folks.
Okay, but what about the year you didn't?
I just didn't feel like it.
Okay, well, that's basically, even if you didn't, you wouldn't have showed up anyway. So
maybe I was sick that year. I forget.
I'm keeping a little chalk on my wall here.
Yeah. Okay.
Just like, you know, people are in jail and they mark them down and mark them down. How many Super Bowls Alberto's not going to come to my party?
Fine. I'm sure if the Chiefs aren't in there next year, you'll throw another bash, right?
No, only when the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl, I throw them. You know that.
Well, I was ready last year, but you didn't want to throw one, so.
I just said when the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl.
Okay, I know.
I'm sorry they've only been in there 3 times in 4 years. I apologize. We're going to do better on that.
I'm sorry I've been
busy
3 times for the last 4 years.
Jesus. Right. Yeah, I can like, oh, they're only going to show up once at every 40 years. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry, the Bengals will be going next year.
Yeah.
Jeremy does the media marketing.
Hey, let the Bengals do all that shit talking again. Don't worry. You know where that put them.
Are you going to be like Mahomes' wife and demanding an apology?
Nah, right now I don't care. I'm just happy. I don't care who apologizes.
She's not happy.
The people that need to apologize, we know they were all home sitting on the couch watching. No need to apologize. Okay, so we're just waiting for. I am media marketing manager Jeremy Lincolns of Main Stage Media Group. It must be a musical. Is it Alberto? You sound like a talent agency. You think or
no? A record company?
Producers?
I don't know.
I guess we're going to find out. But Takesi, people hear about this show that's all around the world. They want to be on it. Can't talk.
I'm sure you do.
I got to talk to him. He didn't say a beep. Letting him know how I really feel. And he's just sitting there smiling and taking it like a man.
I didn't record this, so I have to go back on YouTube and watch it.
Yeah, figures. It's funny how he records everything I say, except for... what he doesn't want recorded.
What, did you say something nice?
Yeah, I was saying everything positive about
you. Yeah, look at Eddie.
Good thing you didn't record
Eddie's face tells the truth.
don't drag me into it.
All right. Well, we were just talking about our guests are coming on, and we're amongst each other wondering what Main Stage Music Group is. If it's a talent agency. What'd you say, Eddie, you thought it was?
Music producers.
Alberto, what do you think it was?
I don't know. Record label?
Market. Record label. I think we're about to find out.
We'll find out. Jonathan Price is going to tell us.
Yes, that's... look at Eddie. He's already got the names down and everything. I'm proud of you, Eddie. Okay, let's bring our guest out right now. Here we go. We got CEO of the business, Jonathan Price. There's Jonathan.
Hey, how's it going?
And then
good morning
to Kessie. Dolphin's been on our guest before.
Lost you real quick. You second,
all right.
Good, how are you? Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing?
Good, good.
Good to see you guys again. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It has. I think Jonathan's having some technical difficulties. He can't hear us.
All right. Can you guys hear me? There we go.
Yeah,
I can hear him.
Loud and clear, okay. Brother.
I don't know where my shit's not working.
Yeah, we could.
Main Stage Reef Group, I started this company maybe about, honestly, probably about 3 or 4 months ago. And I just want to start a company to where it can help up and coming artists and just starting out artists kind of learn how to turn band into brand, be a part of the music industry. Because I know when I first started, I really didn't have any guidance. I mean, I grew up in dirt gravel road, you know, Amish people, Midwest, freaking chickens running around, everything. You know, I knew I wanted to do music and be a touring musician at some point down the road, but I really just didn't know how to get there. And so going over all the trials, tribulations, successes, and failures that I've had in my career and people that I've been to and under that are even higher up in the music industry than I am, I thought it would be really cool to actually put together a company that was able to help these artists and kind of, you know, show them a path with the desire and drive what success really was to them with trying to be a musician in this industry.
Okay.
Very, very cool. I guess we found out right away, didn't we, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Before we go on again, we have Eddie up top, Alberto, and myself, mm-hmm. Steve. I know Takesi knows us. Jonathan, we're just introducing ourselves to you. Melissa is off today. Hopefully next time you guys come on, you can meet her. She's part of our show too. And I do want to thank Takesi. He's a past guest of ours for telling us about this cool business. And
yeah, I just joined, you know, not too long ago. Jonathan and I were working on a logo because I do, you know, marketing, graphic design, web design. And he came up to me and said, hey, I want to do something a little bit bigger than just myself doing these training modules. I want to do something that can impact a little bit more than just having myself. So, you know, he reached out to a couple of us. And it's been a really cool experience seeing how Jonathan has put this thing together. It's quite interesting to see the actual training modules yourself. Like, I was pretty excited when I saw them. I was like, oh, there's actually some value here. It's entertaining, but it's also very informative. There's a lot of information under that, you know, I myself didn't know. You know, I'm a musician myself, and you know, it's really difficult to figure out how to get your numbers up, your audience up. It's a hard road. So it's kind of interesting to be part of this group because it really does kind of guide artists, musicians on how to get those numbers that are necessary in today's environment to even grow your audience. It's all social media numbers these days, you know, that's all it's about. But, you know, Jonathan's got a really good program. I actually got the privilege to actually check it out live myself. Mm-hmm. We had an artist workshop where he just gave away like a lot of gems, you know. He was just like giving them away. I was like, wow, this is a lot of great information. But yeah, no, it's good to be part of the show and this particular show and also part of Main Stage Music Group. It's coming along pretty good. So I myself, what I do is graphic design and web design for Main Stage. So, you know, we'll probably put up our link tree so you could check out all the stuff. We also work with two other artists that are very talented and you know, privileged mm-hmm. to work with them. You know, but for these purposes, we just wanted to, you know, not have it too crowded because there are four of us. But, you yes. know, I just wanted to come on and introduce Jonathan more than anything, just to kind of, you know, put him out there. Because this show was pretty entertaining the last time we were having a blast. So I'm like, oh, you know, Jonathan's the perfect guy. He's got that charisma. So you'll see it mm-hmm. if any artists out there would be interested in joining, you'll see it in the modules. It's a ball. It's a great time.
Eddie, so let's just give it a scenario here. So, like, if Eddie here wants to break into the music business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he likes to run around in Speedos. I don't know if that's a gimmick or whatever, but let's just say he wants to do that. Do you help him expand his, like, maybe social media and stuff like that? Or do you help him become a performer? That's what I'm trying to understand here.
I would definitely expand the social media with different color Speedos. I would kind of get that kind of kickstarted first.
All right. Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, you know, we'll get those numbers up, get those followers up, you know, but no, it all comes down to really, with every client that or potential client that we work with, we sit down and we do a consultation call with them. Pretty much we want to get, you know, what your success model is, what are you, because, you know, Eddie might want to do something completely different than another musician. So one musician might just want to put music out there, create a community around it and just see what happens. No real expectation. That's perfectly fine. And I actually think that's probably the best way that you should go about it in today's day and age. But not to discourage anybody from wanting to have a dream or a desire or a goal, but then you might also have people that are like, hey, I want to play in front of, you know, 10,000 people and do big tours and everything. And a lot of that success model is different in comparison to the other. So, you know, I would ask Eddie, you know, what is success to you? Because I always ask clients, you know, two different ways, you know, what are, you know, your desired outcomes that you would like to see for yourself as an artist? And then we'll also do the same question, but in a different way. What is your professional, personal and financial goals with being a musician?
Okay. Interesting. Speaking of Eddie, I'm going to pull Eddie up here. Eddie, you got a question for the fellows here?
Yeah, what are the biggest hurdles you guys have had to overcome in starting your own business?
Yeah, with any, you know, starting any business, it's you can't do it alone. You know, mm-hmm. You always have to have a team. And when I first tried doing this, before I even had Mainstage Music Group, I started a company called JP Management. And, you know, I started, you know, working with clients and everything. And then it was like, okay, now I'm kind of getting overwhelmed. And you really don't think about this because, you know, you have the idea or, you know, you have something in your head that you're just wanting to put into action. You know, you're going to hit some failures and things like that. But use, you know, the action is the first step. Mm-hmm. So, you know, from the learning curve and the process of the failure that was JP Management, even though it was something I created, it was because I did it alone. So that was my first mistake. And so when I started bringing people on, it kind of puts your feet to the fire, right? So now you have a team that's here to help you and work within the company, but you are still kind of like the leader. You have to put direction out there and kind of like corral everybody to be like, hey, here's our targets. Here's what we need to do. And I guess with biggest hurdles with the company is honestly just, you know, getting it out there into the public. So, you know, right now we've just, I guess you could say we went, you know, public like beginning of February. So we haven't been, you know, public long. So right now it's just, you know, we've had a lot of momentum that's been kind of gaining over the past couple of months that I'm actually really happy with. But getting out there and getting that exposure to other artists that, you know, would definitely be needing something like that, because everybody that we've talked to so far, even clients that haven't worked with us and maybe they've jumped into the, you know, the artist workshops that we'll do, they'll sit there and come out of the workshops and be like, you know, thank you so much for this. You know, this guy sent me a screenshot of like 2 pages of notes that he took. And it's like, I see how much, you know, artists really don't know. And they'll use the anomalies of YouTube and they'll be like, oh, okay, I've seen this artist jump up 2 million, you know, views on a video in 2 months. And they have no idea what artificial growth is. So, you know, just the necessity of what our company can provide to a client or to artists out there. But the biggest hurdle being, you know, reaching them and getting that out there right now.
Okay. Very, very cool. I was going to say something. Hey, Alberto, does this sound like what they're doing? It sounds like with musicians, can you, like, the way the podcast stuff has blown up in the past few years, do you think that a company like this would be good for podcasters? I'm asking Alberto, and then we'll go to Jonathan and to Cassie.
Yeah. I mean, especially for like independent podcasters, you know, it's any help, it's good. If, you know, there's a company that can help you reach more people, yeah.
Because that's what I was thinking when I'm hearing this, because, of course, there's a lot of musicians out there. We know all that, that are trying to break it in and they're breaking the business. And there's a lot. There's a lot out there struggling and trying to figure out how to make it. And right. Just reminded me, the podcast has blown up. Look how many people have flocked trying to get in there and get their name out.
I'll jump in and say that you know, I've listened to it myself. I've seen the training modules that Jonathan does, and it's pretty much breaks it down to a science that you can apply to pretty much anything, really. Like, if you really think about it, it's not, I mean, music happens to be what we love. So mm-hmm. this is why we chose this this genre to push. But, you know, we're new, so we're open to, in the future, opening up to other genres, other even, you know, comedians, actors, like, numbers are numbers. And there is a science to these algorithms. You know, these are robots that we're interacting with. And he pretty much breaks down the robot and how it interacts with us. And it pushes the numbers, you know, because a lot of this stuff is automatic. It's algorithms, you know, these are programs that are dedicated to go out and do these tasks, like in mass scales, like, you know, and the people that they have working at these places, they're just there to monitor the robots, you know, pretty much. So if you kind of think about it this way, yeah, it can definitely work for anybody that's just trying to get their numbers up for social media, a lot of these platforms. And also too, Jonathan brings up the, you know, the topic of these things don't last forever. MySpace came and went. Facebook may or may not do the same. And if, you know, it probably will, but who knows when. There's always another, you know, right now TikTok's pretty hot. Who knows what's next? Mm-hmm. But as long as you keep in mind that you are part of an algorithm, it helps you be less frustrated about the whole process, because it is frustrating. You do take it personal, but it isn't. It's, you know, there's a lot of musicians and artists that we interview and talk to, and they have no idea why certain videos blew up over others. Like, that's a mystery. They have no clue. They're like, you know, they pushed one really hard and produced it, no likes, and then some random thing just, you know, went wild one time mm-hmm. and never again, you know. And it's like, I think Jonathan captures what happens and how to control that and move the beast in your direction, so to speak.
So you're not a talent agency, right? Not
No, not at all. This is a really common question. Mm-hmm. You know, are you guys a management company? Are you a talent agency? Are you guys a label? Mm-hmm. We're actually the opposite of that. We're the anti-label. Because what this program does is it teaches people to do it on their own. Basically, all this information, you can find it on your own, but mm-hmm. it's just been compiled into a short amount of time where you just kind of get the best of everything. Instead of having to go and read all these books and you know, train with these people, Jonathan has actually trained with some of these professionals himself, like personally. And, you know, he's read all the books and has all the information, and you just kind of take the best of the best and just put it in a nice package where it's easy to understand, and it's just, you know, it ends up just being more of a routine that you have to get into. Consistency, you know, with anything, right, is the key. Right. So yeah, it's yeah, we are definitely not a label. We are not a you know, but we believe in the artists doing it for themselves. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the experience that Jonathan does bring to the table, which is being on tour, he's literally been on tour with a lot of, like, these huge names that I was like, when I first heard, I was like, whoa, you've been on tour with who? You know, and it kind of threw me back a little bit. And so that in of itself has a lot of value, where he actually does know what to stay away from, because mm-hmm. a lot of these companies are very predatory. As it's, you know, it's been coming to light for years now that these companies are very predatory, and they look for artists. They want to exploit the artists as much as possible to squeeze every, you know, penny that they can. Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen and heard countless stories, and this happens in any genre, you know, a comedy, dramas, whatever, mm-hmm. newscasters. Like, everybody's getting exploited out here as artists. So this is just kind of an awareness so you don't fall into that. I think with mm-hmm. the internet and with globalization, we're able to put information out there that's it kind of helps people not fall into these traps and, you know, these like really bad contracts. And Jonathan talks about all that. All that stuff is covered in these modules, which are great again. So yeah, to answer your question, no, no, we are not.
Hey, so your clinics, are you promoting like how to self-promote yourself?
Yeah, in a sense. So pretty much, you know, with labels to independent artists, you know, a lot of people like to go through labels and management companies and things like that. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, for the main easy pop culture way of saying, it's easier for somebody else to do it, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and so, you know, you put your faith or whatever, your money into mm-hmm. somebody else's hands, and then they're like, all right, we're going to set up a strategy or an ad mat or a schedule for you. And I've been under a couple different, been in a few different bands that was under a couple different companies that, and I won't name drop names to be mean or anything like that, but they were definitely not what they said they were. They did not do what they said they were, and we were out somewhere to the tune of $7,000 to $10,000. This was just with just one of the bands I used to play in. And the crazy thing is too, is like the guy that was the face of this company or whatever that we were working with, he didn't have a whole lot of money. So we were able to work that out legally, but there is people in another band I was in that had a lot of money, and it takes a lot of money to sue rich people, and they will. So
yeah.
Exactly. You know, and with today's digital era, I mean, you go back to, you know, Catfish. So if you take that whole premise of what that TV series was about, and anybody can set up a Facebook profile or an account and, you know, fabricate whatever message to you. And what I see them do a lot is they play off the ego, right? So musicians want to do all these big things. They want to go on big tours. They want to make a lot of money. And so as long as you put those little cliff notes in a message to an artist, unknowing, you know, they could have like 3,000 to 5,000 likes, and you're mm-hmm. bombing them with giving them their dreams prepackaged in this little message, then sadly, a lot of times, you know, people fall for that because they think that, you know, well, I saw this person get big doing crypto and Bitcoin on YouTube, and they made $2 million in 30 days. So this message has got to be true, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's sad because we had one of our clients, I think about a month ago, he hit us up and he was like, you know, hey, I got this, you know, this company that was supposed to be like this record label, I guess, that contacted uh-huh. him. And, you know, he's got less than like 3,000 followers. They contacted him and was like, hey, you know, we want to offer you like studio, radio play, you know, touring contract, really feeding him like all of this BS, but in a nice way and stuff. So he hit up Chris, who's our client relations manager, and so he pretty much deals with the clients directly, and then I'll take on like the consultation calls, or I do the workshops or the weekly trainings that we do with them. But when he's talking with him directly, he contacted Chris and was like, hey man, and he just sent him this long message, hey, here's what's going on. And he seemed really excited about this LLC record label company that contacted him. And so we had to, you know, be like, hey, you know, real quick, before you get too excited, ask him these questions or get more information, because you just got this, you know, Facebook message or an email, look more into it. And so he told me like the name of the company, and I went and looked up, and there's like no face to the company. There's no contact info for the company. It's just pretty much a random page that's got cover photo pictures. And so pretty much using that example is there's so many accounts out there online that can come from TikTok, from Instagram, from Facebook, find your email, and people just want to believe because of, you know, look at people's attention spans today. People's mm-hmm. attention spans are like shorter than goldfish, sadly. Like that's mm-hmm. how far we've come. But
exactly. You know,
with the shortness of attention span or whatever, that means also too, people want everything immediate, right? You know, this is why fast food sells a lot more than people selling really good organic food or just really mm-hmm. good food in their produce section at a grocery store, because people can get it on demand, people can get it right there. And we tell even clients too, because, you know, we run a mentorship program. And, you know, when it comes to like, you know, artists or any type of artist, regardless if you're, you know, low, just starting out artist, or even, you know, up and coming, trying to do something, money's always going to be a thing. I mean, money's always going to be tight. And if you're a musician, you're pretty much always broke, you know? And so when it goes into you know, what can I do financially to help benefit myself? And, you know, these record contracts, like, people are buying onto record labels now. And if a record label comes to you, we have a podcast called the Business Bangers Podcast on YouTube through Main Stage Music Group, where we interview high profile artists. And so it's not just what's coming out of, like, my mouth or my experience, but people I've also mentored under, people that I've worked with, and then their experience in the industry too. And I was talking with Matt Zane of Society One the other day, and he said that it's funny now because he was talking to an A&R rep that said labels are signing followers, not artists now. Mm-hmm. So people want to ask why, you know, music industry is kind of garbage in a sense, and on certain levels, it's because they don't really care about the music. It's not about the talent. It's not really about any of that. If you can play an instrument, you're a singer, a songwriter, whatever, and you've got 100,000 followers, 2 million followers, someone will send you a contract easy, and they will definitely put money behind you.
The popularity.
Mm-hmm.
The popularity. Yep. So, your business is to guide people in the right way, of course, to help them watch out for scams, to help build their social media, let's say, and all. So basically do things the right way without getting taken to the cleaners, pretty much. Yeah. So say people are listening right now or watching and they want to go to your business. What can you tell them to make them feel, okay, I'm going to somewhere where I'm not going to get what you've just been talking about? Not get, you know, scammed or nothing like that. What can you say to them listening right now?
Yeah. So for anybody out there listening or that will be listening to this, you know, afterwards, I've been in this industry since I started playing bands when I was 14. I was a touring musician at 19. I'll be 37 this year. So I have had a lot of years of experience doing the same things that maybe you're doing right now. Been in the local scene trying to build a community where you're from, or trying to build communities on the outskirts of different cities and states, and maybe just really not really knowing what to do. Now, with all the experience that I've had throughout my career, no one's really given me the personal one-on-one time. So think about this of like having a tutor when you were in school, or like going to college for a degree and having this one-on-one time with somebody, because I'm not just going to be an email. I'm not just going to be a Facebook message away. Any people that we work with now, unfortunately, we can only help clients. We can't help consultations, but we use consultations to really find out what your success model is. Because we're not going to sit here and prepackage something for every single person that's the exact same thing, because your dreams, your desires and goals and targets will be different than the next person or the next band. So we want to know from you in these consultations, what's going to be the easiest thing for you to start really getting stepping stones towards that success model that you see for yourself. So when it comes to working with a company, don't look at it as we're working with a suit and tie company that really doesn't know anything about what we're doing. I'm still currently a touring musician to this day. I will be going out on tour with Static X here in less than a month. I'll be out with them until about mid-April. So I'm currently touring musician. I run my own band on top of that. I'm running this company. I also have a team that we put ourselves as the face of the company pretty much together, to where you do have a face to this company. You have a name to this company. You will have a phone number to this company. You will have an email link to this company. And any way that you need to contact us to ask us any questions, to work with us directly, we leave those options open and we will be 100% transparent with you. And if you're out there, maybe you're worried, maybe you're still a little skeptical, be like, hey, I don't know who this guy is. Who's Main Stage Music Group? February 26th, we are having another artist development workshop. We actually had a really good artist development workshop last year. This is completely free, and all you got to do is register with an email. And this will be February 26th at 1 p.m. Pacific. And this will be, I believe that's a Saturday. So feel free to jump in on that artist development workshop. Like I said, it's completely free, and I'll be going for at least minimum an hour, going over just ways that can help turn your band into brand, other ways that you can literally take business and then your love of music and be able to create a strategy that's going to help you move forward in the future.
Very cool. Eddie, what do you think? Eddie, are you ready to join this thing? I mean, I know they're probably hesitant.
That'd be great. That'd be awesome.
That's what I wanted to ask Takesi about. Hold on one second. Takesi,
Yes, sir.
Okay, we have a problem here because you know our show's a little goofy sometimes. So if we sent Eddie over for you to do some imaging of him and Speedo, are you okay with that? Because we're friends absolutely. And all that. Yeah,
absolutely. Okay. Yeah, actually, believe you know.
Does he have to be in tip top shape, or is it okay if he has a little bit of a gut?
It's better if he isn't. Because people hate that nowadays. it's all about the body dysmorphia these days.
So my point is anybody who has a dream of doing anything, no matter how you look or whatever, if you have it, go for it, right? It doesn't matter what you look like.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with giving it a shot.
No, not at all. Look at us. What we're on here, right? You know, exactly. So we gave it a shot. So, yeah.
I mean, you're going to spend a lot of years in your life doing, you know, things that you hate, working jobs that you hate, then why not take a chance on something that you love?
Mm-hmm. Right. That's very true. That's very true.
Yeah. I always say that not everybody has to like their job, but most everybody has to work.
Yeah.
Now, for something like musicians and stuff like that, those are more like dreams and stuff, which, you know, anything's possible. You know, you just, right. I guess the person has to go for it and like, and luckily there's people like you out there that will guide them in the right way, because there's people unlike you guys that will guide them in the way that's good for them only, you know,
benefit and them,
leave them on the street. Labels are.
Essentially that's what a label is, you know, that's what a recording contract is, you know, it's a loan that you owe them money. And it's probably a bunch of interest on top of that too, like, you know,
paying for a long time, right?
Oh yeah.
Eddie, if you were okay, I'm gonna Eddie. You talk to them, and let's say you wanted to get into the business. Mm-hmm. Let's say you're walking into their office right now, and you're talking to Jonathan and Takesi. Or Takesi's back there in case Jonathan mm-hmm. wants to take you on, mm-hmm. and then Takesi's got to do that stuff with the imaging and all that, or what have you.
He's what do you say? Already.
Yes. What do you? Well, let's just say, Eddie, you got to be professional. You go in a suit. Mm-hmm. Don't go in your outfit.
In the Speedos.
Yeah. Don't do that, because represent our show in a good way. And how would you talk to Jonathan and ask him so you feel comfortable of maybe joining this team?
I would ask just how realistic are my the goals that I'm setting for myself, and what is the best plan moving forward.
Interesting.
I would say now for realistic expectations, I would say honestly the best thing to do would be to go in with no expectations, but you do need to come in there with desire, drive, and determination. Understand that anything that you're going to be doing, even if you take everything that we tell you down to the T, you're still going to fail, but we're also going to teach you how to fail quickly and not fail long term. Because the thing with artists is when they put too much expectation on themselves, that expectation outweighs their determination. Mm-hmm. So when they don't see things going the way they want to, or they sit here and they put a post up, or they sit here and try, and then they are not just, they're either not getting the organic reach or the engagement that they want to get, they start to get discouraged, and they start, you know, we all know the procrastinating elements that we do in our day-to-day lives. So when that starts transferring over into something that you've really been putting effort into, that's something that we want to try and keep every artist mm-hmm. from doing. So I would say come in with no expectation, but with the realization that, yes, if this is something that you want to do, that's great, but it is going to be a long road ahead. And if this is something that you really want to do, what are you willing to sacrifice for that? Because we want to keep artists on what they call like the safe plateau when it comes to sacrifice. Because trust me, I was an artist that, you know, my early 20s, man, I... for tours, man, I sacrificed mm-hmm. apartments, I sacrificed, you know, cars, you know, living situation, like stability, right? You know, so that was like the old methods of how artists were trying to survive. You know, you take every opportunity, no matter what it costs. And if it means that you have to be sleeping on a friend's couch when you get back from a tour, or you know, you have to invest in some publication and stuff, and now you're eating ramen for the next 2 months. I mean, we try and change the trajectory of right. those, and try and put an understanding in is that any industry, anything that you do in life is going to cost money. So what we would want to do is get you and really kind of break down the financial elements to where we can say, okay, let's create a budget for you to where it's like, if you want to do marketing, you want to do promotion or publication. So if you have a song and you're coming to me saying that you want to promote this new single that you put out, then we can put you through our company that we're partnered with, Tag Publicity, that also does publications. Now, if that's not something that you want to do and you're really just trying to grow your numbers organically, then we really just need to sit down and see what do you do with your followers to really boost that organic growth. Because kind of like TK was saying, everything's an algorithm right now, but you can also do it one of two ways. Either you can invest in advertisement or your investment's going to be your time. You know, we tell artists that it usually takes about, you know, 5 to 7 stories, 2 reels a day, maybe at least going live once to twice a week and get that on a routine, and at least a routine for the algorithm. So if you're trying to do this on social media, then we can set up a strategy for your social media and kind of posting it and getting it out there. So if that's a platform that you're trying to do, or if you're just trying to literally physically get out and go do more shows. And like I said, this is where the consultation kind of comes into play. Mm-hmm. But I said, if you were looking for, you know, what's the, you know, best outcome, or what's the most realistic expectation for me? Well, it's not something that can be judged right here and right now, but over time of with working with you and really figuring out what your goals are, what you're trying to aim for, then we can kind of put that realization into a more of a perspective for you.
Okay. What happened? Everybody's frozen.
Wait a minute. No, wait a minute. I muted myself. I say, Eddie, I think you should go with him, Eddie.
He's speechless.
Yeah. Speechless.
If I had no talent, would you tell me? Or is this...
Oh, well, we hired you, Eddie, here, didn't we?
No, musically speaking.
Oh, yeah. What if Eddie comes in with a guitar with only 4 strings and he's trying to play a song for you and it's just god awful?
Well, I would say if you're going to do something with guitars, then definitely we could try and hook you up with a guitar teacher and get you started.
That'll work.
You know, or maybe you're better on bass. Maybe you're better as a singer. You know, I mean, like I said, you might think that you're good at something, but, you know, mm-hmm. Is it funny? We tell artists when it comes down to the independent side of things, it's, you know, you'll hire a drummer because they're a drummer. You'll hire a bass player or a guitar player because they're a bass player or a guitarist.
Right.
But have you really dug deep on the people that you bring into your company or you bring into your band? Because the minute you bring 4 or 5 people into, you know, this little rehearsal space and you create an album or whatever, okay, well, now you're a business. You are now mm-hmm. 5 people that have an outcome that you're all aiming for, and you're driving it financially, you're driving it physically to kind of get it to that. But do you know much more about your musicians other than what you hired them to do? So if I have a drummer, but I didn't know that he was a graphic design artist, well, holy, you know, we're paying $200, you know, for this person to create flyers for us. And we've got somebody right here. And I didn't. And you don't really ask the right question. You just mm-hmm. like, oh, you're a drummer. Okay. You come in, you rehearse, and you make sure that you're ready to play drums for the show. But I've seen a couple of bands that, you know, they really didn't think about it until they're like, wait a minute, Jake, don't you do video editing? And he's like, oh, yeah, I got Premiere. And he's like, bro.
What the hell?
Right, exactly. It's like, yeah. And I started taking notes on the actual call that I was even doing. I was like, okay, so some people don't even investigate their own members.
Right.
Well, that's pretty cool. So basically, Eddie, like, if you go in there and you got no talent, they're mm-hmm. going to try to find something for you to, you know, hey, maybe you're good at this, maybe you're good at that,
yep.
without telling you, Eddie, you stink.
Everybody's good at something, right?
Yeah, they're just going to find out what it is. You know, they know you're interested in music because you're rolling in with a guitar that's mm-hmm. got not enough strings. So they're going, okay, this guy needs a little more help, and we're going to help him out. So that's pretty cool. I mean, you could just say, you know what, we don't want it. You know, sorry, you're not for us, to get to the next person and so on and so on. Mm-hmm. At least you're trying to help people. That's the main thing right there. When people see that, that's a good thing.
Because if you're trying to start a band, so I mean, if I'm Eddie and I've got a guitar and I can't play a lick of music, but I like guitar and I want to start a band, I would just, first thing I'd say is like, okay, well, I would say go find a guitar player and then try and translate your music as much as possible. Or maybe that you are good with music writing programs and it's like, hey, I got the drums down, I got this mm-hmm. beat down, I just don't know how to put this guitar to it. I have this idea, but I'm not that good. And so you go and you get a guitar player and then have him kind of come in and kind of track and put his ideas down. And then if he's enjoying it and likes it and wants to proceed further, then you can maybe even talk to him and be like, hey, can you show me how you did that riff? Or, you know, and then you start learning guitar from somebody that you bring. So you're still molding that same idea, wanting to do a band, wanting to put something out there, but you just need to use your assets of what you can bring into it if you can't do it yourself. And I had to do that with my own band. With Shadowson, I had to learn how to play guitar, and I had to learn how to program drums and play bass and everything. And it was based out of really kind of necessity, because I didn't really have anybody around at the time, but I have all these like song ideas and stuff going in my head. And that was the most irritating part, was not being able to translate them because I couldn't play the instrument at the time.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Hey, before we get to how everybody can go find your business on social media and stuff, I had a song in mind and title, and since you guys are here, I want to run it by you and see if it's got a chance. All right.
Okay.
I've been working on this song. Okay, you guys don't know this, but you know, I got a little musician in me. So you know, when I have some free time, I sit down with a guitar and practice some tunes. And I've been working on this one for a long time, and I think I was waiting for the right time for you guys to come on, so I can run it by you.
Oh, cool. There you go.
And it's called I want to grab that butt legally.
Now, I don't know. Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think, guys?
Dude, that's a hit right there.
I think so. I mean, you know, everybody thinks that. Doesn't everybody have that in their mind? Like, you know,
yeah.
They see a nice rear end. Like, bro, oh, man, but I can't do it.
Get that Trump outfit going with a hat that just says "Make ass great again."
There you go. Hey, look at I like it already.
Just grab her by the booty.
Make asses great again. There you go.
There we go. We taking MAGA back, son.
Everybody, look at these guys are here to help you. Look at just right there. I already got another idea.
We helping presidents.
All right, let me bring up Jonathan, and why don't you tell everybody how they could find you, contact you, all that good stuff.
Well, if you work for the FBI, it should be pretty easy, but for everybody else that's not with the FBI, you can find us on here on Facebook, YouTube, Main Stage Music Group. We're updating the website right now, so that should be active here in about 2 weeks, so we'll be there. You go on LinkedIn for anybody that's on LinkedIn, which usually it's funny because there's only a lot of, like, you know, business people or people that have had LinkedIn that don't really activate it right now. So, but yeah, we're on LinkedIn, we're on TikTok, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. Where you're at, we're at minus OnlyFans, unless TK has got something he hasn't told me. but if he's got one, then I mean, definitely follow him.
That might be a whole different thing.
I know, right? Nope. We're getting into other. No, we actually have a link tree that one of our partners, Jeremy, he's actually the guy that did a lot of that motion graphics. So when you do click on our social media, all that stuff that's out there, you know, that's Jeremy putting all those like killer motion videos on there. It's looking really nice.
Is that Jeremy Likens?
Likens. I think that's how you pronounce it. Likens.
I see him in the chat, and we're like, oh, wait a minute, who's Jeremy? Because it has your guys' logo on there, and I'm like,
oh, right. Yeah, so, there's four of us. So he's actually, it's funny that Jonathan was mentioning you may not know what other talents, you know, some of your bandmates have.
Yes.
Because him and Jeremy go way back from music, and then all of a sudden he's like, you know, he's like a really good video graphics guy. Like, we were all pretty impressed. Mm-hmm. So shout out to him for sure. And yeah, like I said, you know, there's a lot of really good meat and potatoes in these like podcasts and in the training modules. So yeah, definitely check it out. My point was this real quick. Jeremy set up a link tree, so that one has all our links. If you guys are familiar with Linktree.
Why don't you send that in the you can send it to us after the show, and also put it in the chat here. Just paste it on in the live stream chat, and then send it to me, and I'll post it too.
Okay.
And we'll get that out there. And how about for you, dude? I mean, if you got an OnlyFans for whatever you do privately, that's all good. But we're not talking about that today. We're talking about your business, okay?
Right. That's for another. That's for another.
That's a whole nother show.
That's another show.
That's where I could exactly. debut my song, but that's not what I want to grab. I like it to Kesey, but you know.
I hope not.
Oh, we need the M25 After Dark podcast.
Yeah, there we go.
Hey, that sounds funny that he said that. Alberto was actually coined phrase that that M25 After Dark years ago, right, Alberto?
Nice.
Yeah, so he had that one time where, you know, where we want to get a little more
saucy.
Let's get physical, you know, get the show a little more
not
physical.
Not with each other,
so.
Though.
Not with each other, but, you know.
God, no.
Not with Speedo.
He actually coined that phrase a long time ago, and I think we might have did one or two of them. So that's funny that you said that and brought that up to me. So we already know you got good ideas. So to Kesey, why don't you tell everybody if you want people to go check your page out too, because you got your own page, I hope.
Yeah. Well, you know, the way this whole thing started between Jonathan and I was, you know, I do graphic design, photography, mm-hmm. lighting. So that's why I was here on the show last time, because of the photography. I know you guys have a lot of models. That was kind of how I found the M25 show, was through modeling pages and photography and lighting.
It wasn't. It wasn't because you were looking at the chicks on our promo post, was it?
Absolutely not. I was looking at your page like this.
All right. I got you. Look at his nose growing.
Yeah, right. Getting bigger. But yeah, no. So yeah, you guys could check out my page. I have a lot of the work that I do on there. You know, and I've noticed like Facebook has kind of, you know, fallen off a little bit. It used to have a lot more more following. I don't know if it's other people or maybe my stuff just got really boring.
You know,
a little
go.
Bit of both. You know, people stepped it up, and but either way, you know, there's a couple other platforms that I have some stuff up on, so I'll definitely send you guys some links to that.
Yes, please
check out my photography. Yeah,
please do. And most of all, the business that you guys are here today for. Jonathan is the CEO, correct, of this business? And Kesey, you are the
graphic design. Yep.
Graphic design guy.
Web, yep.
And web. And Jeremy Likens is the...
He's our media marketing manager. And then Chris Tallman is our client relations manager.
Very good. And one more time, say the name of your business, Jonathan.
Yeah, so that is Main Stage Music Group. And like I said, you can find us on all the platforms. And also, too, next week we are releasing our Business Bangers podcast on YouTube, where we will be interviewing high-profile artists and all the questions and answers that you would like to hear from all the known artists that you know, love, and enjoy. So we have
very cool. When you have that link, just send it to us, and we'll post it up for you when you that podcast link.
Yeah, I sent that. I sent the link tree.
Oh, there it is.
Right here.
Okay.
So, yeah, whenever you
do. So your podcast link is on there too, or wherever you do your podcast?
Yeah. It'll be our YouTube channel.
Okay, so.
Which is on the link tree.
Okay, so your podcast, is it going to only be on YouTube, or will it be like on Spotify and Apple and all that good stuff, or?
We'll be starting, we've got kind of like this growth of channel for it. So we're going to start out on YouTube. Then we're going to kind of go and transfer it into the live aspect. So we're going to then go live on Facebook and live on, TikTok or Instagram. I know with like kind of like the same programs that you guys use that you can go live on multiple different platforms.
Yes.
So we're kind of going to get that rolling with that. And then once that starts kind of breaking in and stuff, then we're going to kind of switch it over. And yeah, we'll probably do like the Spotify or Apple Music or whatever the kids are listening to nowadays.
Gotcha. So we're gonna start off streaming on YouTube, and that's how they can check you out. And then from then, once they become big fans of your podcast, they can follow you wherever else you go. How's that sound?
Yeah, perfect.
That would be great too. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with Roku. Jeremy also has a channel on Roku that pretty soon, once we get to that point, we'll probably be putting some stuff on there too.
Oh, okay. That like TV, right? Is that TV?
Yeah, you guys are familiar with it's like
I've heard of it. Roku.
I've heard of Roku. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Roku.
Yeah, if you got a smart TV, yeah, you can just or have a Roku, just go to a Diffuse Network, and then you can just download that. I believe it's a free app, And then we stream a lot of music videos on there. We just dropped one of our premier artists, Joey Jane. He just released a song called Walking in the Rain. So if you guys have not heard of Joey Jane, definitely go check him out with that new release. But his some of his tracks are on there on our featured artist section on there. So we're going to be doing a lot more from that. So you're going to see the podcast too as well. Go to Diffuse Network. Thank you for bringing that up, TK, because I forgot about that.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. We got a lot of stuff going.
I'm very glad that you explained what Roku was, because a lot of our listeners, you know, they're kind of only one side and they probably think we're talking about sex toys. So I'm glad you explained that up.
No, definitely.
Not that our listeners are only one sided, but maybe right, they are. Right. I don't know. Well, yeah, Jonathan Takasi. Well, I want to thank you so much. And Takasi, thank you for reaching out and wanting to come back on the show with Jonathan and this company. Sounds really cool.
Yeah, we'd love and, to come back anytime.
Maybe people we'll on have, our podcast.
We'll have you on one of ours one of these days.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Talk about your experience and you know, with what you do and
Well, no, hey, if
we'll
I come
turn
on,
we'll turn
I'm gonna premiere my new song.
Absolutely.
Oh, dude, you're gonna have to, man.
That's what it's all about.
That's the only thing that I'll request is that song has to
who
be the latest.
Who does not like butt?
Legally.
Right, Eddie?
Right. Yes, sir.
That's the main thing of the song.
This is what we're going to do. I'll be the lead singer. Eddie will be the drummer, and Alberto will be the lead guitar player. And we're going to be our song there, rock and roll, the M25 show band.
What's Alyssa going to do? Yeah.
Alyssa?
And you just got drumsticks hitting on cheeks.
That's yes. Alyssa's going to be the dancer. She's going to be our good-looking dancer. Cool. We got it set up for you guys. Main stage music group.
2 million view video right here.
There you go. One more time. We're going to Main Stage Music Group to premiere our new song.
would be hilarious is just it. That's the next viral song that goes out.
Yeah, it goes viral, huh?
There you go.
Right. Go on TikTok and everybody. That's everybody's background music.
I want to grab that butt legally.
Right. Well, I mean, what hump day is like? What, once a week or some shit like that? Once a month.
Right.
Well, we're gonna change that. We are gonna change that. Once a week's not enough. All right, guys. Hey, we want to thank you for coming on. It's been a blast. A lot of information that was told, and keep in contact if you want us to help spread any kind of links or anything going on coming up.
Cheeks
spreading, whatever you want. That's what we do best here.
Right.
We specialize in cheeks. So whatever you guys need, as long as it's not your cheeks, okay? If you guys need somebody else, that's all right.
I got my speedo.
But no, seriously, if you guys got anything we can help you with, we'll be happy to do that.
Cool. Awesome, man. Thank you so much for having us, brother.
All right, we'll be checking out your live show and see how it goes and follow you around, and I'm sure we're going to enjoy it like everybody else.
Cool. Thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right
take it easy.
Take it easy.
Main Stage Music Group Company. All right, guys, you guys got to let yourself out. I know you don't want to leave because this is the hottest show around, but you guys got to go. See you later, Takesi.
Yeah.
All right. So, did you get it, Eddie?
Yeah, I think it's
just guiding you. I guess just guiding you in the right direction.
Guiding you in the right direction.
In the right
direction.
No, that's this show, Eddie, where you're guided in the wrong direction. These guys are going to guide you in the right place.
Yeah, they show you how to be successful.
Yeah. You don't want to be successful, Eddie?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my goodness.
Point you in the right direction.
Yes. Did you guys hear about that cheerleader that was tossed out of a basketball game for having an altercation with one of the players? Did you guys?
I did hear about it. I didn't read it, but I did hear about it.
Same as Eddie. I heard about it.
Basketball
game, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was a basketball game.
A woman's. Let's see. Where's it at? Yeah, cheerleader. Ejected after altercation with player.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if Alberto can pull that up before me. Oh, no, I got it right here. Let me see
baby mama?
It says, bring it on. Let's see what happened here. It says, something you don't hear about too often. A cheerleader was ejected from a college basketball game after having an on-court altercation with a player. Mississippi Valley State and Alabama were tied at 63 with just over 3 minutes left to play in their conference game following two made free throws. But on the inbound pass, Alabama's A&M Danlin Smith got a bit too close to a cheerleader while she tried to do a stunt on the baseline. It appeared Smith made contact with the cheerleader, who immediately looked back to see who hit her. And, well, she didn't forget. Uh-oh. Let's see what happened. When Mississippi Valley State, took the ball back down the court and a whistle from a referee stopped play, she walked onto the court and confronted the player that she got tangled up with.
Let it go, bitch.
As the game was stopped, the broadcasters calling the game began talking about what happened before. A woman can very clearly be heard yelling, "Security!" What's she yelling security for? She security.
I guess she wants security to throw him out for hitting her.
Accidentally, probably.
Yeah, but tough shit. You know, it's a damn game, okay? You got in the way.
It says security eventually came out on the floor and the cheerleader was escorted off the court.
Good.
The Alabama A&M coach, he's fussing and cussing, one of the broadcasters said.
Huh?
But the wild happenings in this gymnasium weren't done just yet, Alberto. As we mentioned, this game came down to the wire and it needed a buzzer beater to end it. Oh, I guess it was just, I was basically saying that was a good game without this cheerleader making a spectacle of herself.
Make a stink of
Was he the star player? Yeah, she wanted him to be ejected.
I mean, who knows? Maybe. Yo,
So what was she? What was she doing? Just doing jumping up and down cheerleading?
They're doing what they do. You know, they're right there, right next to the. You see them behind the court. You know, behind the basket or something. And
yeah,
I guess she's cheering or something. Probably has her back turned and. He's interested in the game and running his route and he just collided and then she took it personally.
Man, I don't think I've ever seen a cheerleader go out there and
she's all hell no.
She's all runs out on the floor and calls for security. What is that?
She probably ran off, told him something. And he told her to fuck off and and she got all offended.
Oh, because you can't say that, right? You can't say that to a woman.
Not anymore.
Oh boy! But she can run out on the court and stop playing a big basketball game.
Well, at least she waited until play stopped. It's kind of when the whistle blows and then everybody's kind of milling around waiting for something, and then she didn't storm out in the middle of a play. But still,
what would you do, Eddie?
It's a thing. If you're gonna be a cheerleader, just like you've seen it in the NBA and even like in football, you got people around the sidelines, and all of a sudden a player comes running and just takes down a cameraman or a sound guy or a cheerleader. I mean, they've been knocked down. It's going to happen. You just got to figure it. If you're going to be a cheerleader and you're going to be on the sidelines, you might
pay attention.
She's looking. She just got bumped. I mean,
she's one of those. She's one of those kind of. I don't want to be what do you call it? A male chauvinist or nothing, but she's one of those kind of chicks.
Yeah.
He's got to pay attention to what you're doing. You're surrounded.
Instead of thinking it's just an accident and carrying on, you take it personally. Like that one player was selecting you out of all cheerleaders, and that's his focus of not even the basketball game, but you're the focus. He wants to make sure he runs into you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
During a big basketball game, that's all he's worried about.
It's a close game. He doesn't want to concentrate on the game, getting the win for his team. He just wants to take you out. It happens a lot. You see it in real life.
What would you
do? You're in a store. You bump into a shopping cart. Somebody has a shopping cart in an accident. They take it all personal.
They call security.
They want you arrested.
I would say I'm sorry. It wasn't intentional. It wasn't.
No, I mean, if you were cheerleading on the side and that happened to you.
Oh, come on.
His days are different, Eddie. Male cheerleaders.
Well, you got male cheerleaders, Eddie. They're the ones who pick up the girls,
Don't say that. I'd be happy to be one of those male cheerleaders.
they pick them up and they're looking straight up.
Oh, hell yes. I'm ready to quit this show to do that full time.
And she's not wearing any underwear?
Oh, God.
Well, that's I don't know. That's iffy with Steve, He just wants the underwear.
I kind of like the underwear. But after I put her down, she may not have any afterwards. You think she'd notice?
She figured out the technique as she's coming down. She's like, she just...
Houdini knows how to take off handcuffs without people knowing how. I know how to take underwears off.
You snap the G-string with them.
Snap it. This guy. Oh, my goodness. So, hey, yeah, women's hair remover. Alberto, what do you think about that?
What do you mean?
Like, okay.
Like Nair?
Back in the day, women shaved their legs, and if they have any facial still hair... Here. Let me finish it. Calm down. Eddie getting all freaky over there. You go, there's women that have facial hair. Maybe it's very light, you know, and some just leave it, but some actually shave it. Did you guys know that? They actually shave the hair off their face.
Yeah.
And they shave their arms and their legs and their vagina. Everything all that. Else. You have the bush or whatever you want to call it, and even the crack, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But there's, you know, they have that hair removal, that electric, you know, where they zap it and it takes many procedures, and then apparently the hair, it just doesn't grow back. Yeah. What do you think about that, Eddie? Do you think it makes a woman feel better about herself to do that, or they just don't want to shave and it doesn't even matter how they feel, it's going to make them feel, they just don't want to shave those areas?
I don't understand the question. I mean,
the question is, okay, so I think it's a cosmetic type of thing, right? I would imagine that you got to pay. It's not insurance covered. You got to pay out of pocket for that. Mm-hmm. So it's probably cosmetic. And for a woman to do that, you know, because women like to keep themselves up, and I would think it's mm-hmm. more of a beauty thing.
Yeah.
Do you think it is so. More of a beauty thing, or more of like, oh man, I don't want to shave, because they shave more than probably we do, because we just shave our face, right? Most men. Women shave their arms, their face, their gooch, armpits. Their arms, every armpits. I mean, do you think it's more of like, oh man, I'm going to get this because I don't want to do that anymore? Or it's more.
I think it's more of a convenience if you don't have to do it as often. It's better to get it. If it's something that lasts a while, it's probably better to go ahead and do the laser or something. If it, say you. You shave every day, and with the laser, you only have to shave once a month.
So you don't think, as a woman would think, it's not for more beauty? They're going to feel more beautiful or more sexy? I'm trying to get in a woman's mind of
how well, you yeah, I think it would be more for beauty, but, you know, then...
Yeah, I think it would be more for beauty, but also if
you but for us, as a man, if we had that problem, that's what I would think. I don't give a shit how I look. I don't want to shave every day. If I could do something where I don't have to shave anymore, that'd be beautiful, right?
Mm-hmm. Zap your whole face.
But if you're a fine looking hooker or chick or whatever, you want to look fine all the time. That's probably mm-hmm. something. Or you're a chick lives up in Beverly Hills. It's, you know, you pamper yourself all the time. That's probably because they can wax too. I don't know how long does that last, a week or something. I don't know how long the waxing lasts.
I don't know.
It's more of a question for next week, but.
How about that Brazilian? If they did a Brazilian laser, holy mackerel. That's where they do the crack too, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Eddie? I mean, that now, that's another job I wouldn't mind having.
Mm-hmm. laser?
Yeah, laser the crack of the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to get every hair, so you got to get in there and, you know, I wonder if there's a machine where it holds the cheek open. Or do they just put them in those? What are those things called when the gynecologists put them in there? The stirrups? Do they like, they put them like that, or do they flip them on their belly?
I have no idea, Steve. I don't know.
Alberto, what do you think? A belly? Or they just
put I haven't witnessed one yet, so I don't know. If you're a Brazilian wax shop here in the Los Angeles area, give us a call.
This is where we need to listen.
We just want to go and observe, okay? We're not perverts.
Yeah, okay.
It's for research only.
Where they do the actual rip the hair out with the sticky stuff?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they would probably do it the same way with the electric lasers, right?
They use honey? Sugar?
Honey? I don't know, Eddie. I don't know if it's honey.
Let's sign up Eddie for one. He'll give us a report.
Would you do one, Eddie? For the show?
Let him get maybe your butthole.
My legs, not my.
No, Brazilian.
Oh hell no, no.
What if they promise not to get any of the sack?
No.
That'd be hurt right there. Imagine if they did that on a ball sack. Oh my god. You'd scream because you think your balls are gone, but they'd still be there. But that's like imagine putting one of those sticky thing or whatever they use over your chest, over your nipple, and mm-hmm. somebody just ripped it real hard. Wouldn't you feel like it would just pull the nipple off?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I just had to just trim it, like neatly trim with the Manscaped.
So you don't want to go that route to look more good looking?
No.
No? You're okay to stay average looking and just trim it?
Just to trim, just as long as it looks neat. Yeah, no need for pain.
Okay. So, I don't know, Eddie, you prefer your woman to be electricized or waxed, or does it matter to you?
It depends on what part of the body.
The whole body. Face, arms, underarms, legs, private area.
The whole thing. Area, like shape. I mean...
Shaved or electrolyzed or waxed?
I think electrolyzed, it would probably turn it red or something, wouldn't it?
Well, Eddie, it's going to clear up in a couple of days, and then it's going to be no more. She won't grow hair there no more after she does the whole procedure. There'll be hair there no more.
But it doesn't last forever.
I think it does, right, Alberto? That's what the electrolysis is for. If you don't want it to last forever, you get waxed.
Because I think it's supposed to go down into the skin and get the root of the hair. So,
yeah. It's supposed to kill the root.
I don't know if another root grows in its place. Sorry, Eddie. Go ahead.
I would do that on my face so I don't have to shave no more. If that's true.
It is true.
If you get electrolysis so I don't have to shave no more?
Yeah, but you have to go through the whole process and it's expensive. You got a lot of hair on your face, the little hairs, right? They got to zap every hair. I don't know. I haven't had it, but it's probably pricey. It's a cosmetic thing. I mean, Alberto's probably looking.
Would you do it if you could afford it?
If it was free, yeah. I don't like shaving, but I think they have to do every hair. That's the thing. They zap every hair so it zaps the root and it doesn't grow back. And they have to do it a few times because they have to make sure the thing is killed, definitely. Is dead.
So from Google it says, does electrolysis remove hair permanently? Yes, electrolysis safely and permanently removes hair from all skin tones. It's the only FDA. Because electrolysis permanently destroys the growth cells in the hair follicles, the hair will not grow back.
Hmm. There you go. See, Eddie? Okay, can you get a price? Does it go by hair or does it go by section?
By individual follicle? I don't know.
Yeah, does... Well, because imagine if they have to do every hair.
But
imagine if a chick has a big bush. That's a lot of little hairs.
But there's hair there. I mean, there's hair there for a reason. There's got to be a reason you grow hair down there.
Well, yeah, there's hair there, but some people want it gone permanently.
I know, but there's got to be a reason it's there. God created it to be there for a reason.
No, I know.
Well, back when we were cavemen, we needed hair on our face to keep us warm, but not anymore.
Same thing with guys. I mean, if we never shaved, we'd have beards.
Mm-hmm.
But we like shave because it's clean. Well, some people like to have that clean cut look, and some people just don't like beards.
Yeah.
Now, a woman can grow that thing out, big old muff if she wanted, right? Some chicks like it, and some chicks are like, I wish I could get rid of it. Yeah.
To each his own. Know,
God gave everybody everything that we have. Hair, mm-hmm. legs, feet, everything. But
to each his own, huh?
Yeah, like your hair, Eddie. You get a haircut every week. Not everybody does that. They let it grow out a little bit. But
Eddie's got another appointment after the show.
Trim it up and...
No, not today.
He's going out to eat.
I'm going out to eat.
Going out to eat without us. As usual.
Taking the girlfriend. We got to find out where he is, and we'll crash that and go, hey, Eddie. you know,
Mexican or what?
Yeah, she's Mexican.
No, are you going to
eat? Oh, he's going to eat a Mexican.
We're talking
right?
about God now. Look at him. We're talking about God a minute ago. Look at him. Now he's talking about eating Mexicans.
Steve, you know what we got to do? We got to find out where Eddie's having his lunch with his girlfriend. Hopefully it's one of those places where they have TVs all over the place, and we just take over and put the show on.
Oh, and she's telling to put YouTube on and just pull it up.
She's looking up. Hey, Eddie, what are you doing on the TV?
And then we tell the waiter to turn up the volume.
And we play the Estefania from the Christmas show.
Oh, Eddie, you got a coffee mug too?
Mm-hmm.
You gave it to him.
Damn, this guy. Oh, like, I forget what's going on. I don't even remember what I do anymore. Good job. What's in it? Is it liquor or is it coffee?
It's tea.
Very cool. Tea. Let me see here. Do we have time? We have a guest, but I don't know if I want to bring him on.
Richard?
I don't know if it's the time. No? No, it's remember the master?
The master?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I don't know if we have time or should we tell him to come back next week?
I'll come back next week.
All right.
When I'm not.
Well, I don't know. When you're not here?
Yeah. I'll be taking next week off. I don't want to be canceled. What happened there, Eddie?
For the master?
I'm drinking elderberry tea.
Oh. Steve's favorite.
Oh, you know what we could do? Hey, we can talk about the master. There's nothing. That's not. We can't. What do you call it when they
cancel?
Cancel. We can't be canceled because of the master. He's still got to make money teaching taekwondo.
Okay, whatever.
God, that's pretty bad when a man can't teach martial arts because he's from an Asian country. Oh, man, the life. But a girl can get her bush completely ripped out for good.
Ripped out?
Yeah.
Isn't rip that it a out. Hysterectomy or vasectomy? That's a hysterectomy, isn't it?
But you know what,
Albert? That's the womb, man.
The womb?
Yeah,
don't get none of that stuff on the lips.
You know, that's a lot of waxing there.
Do you think it would rip the lips off if they went down there and did the pink part?
I think it's going to make them sore.
But it wouldn't. It would just be more of the, oh my God, it's not going to feel good, but it won't damage them.
I don't know. I don't think they can be ripped off with wax.
Hey, did you hear that there's a...
Don't be changing the subject.
No. There's a birth control pill for men.
Oh.
Yeah, it's called a condom. It's called
Preparation H?
No, it's called...
A birth control for... Oh, so the...
Yeah.
For the semen?
Mm-hmm.
Kills the count or what?
It keeps... it says research revealed on Tuesday that birth control pill for men is yielding promising results in the lab. Because of the unique way it would prevent pregnancy, this pill could become the first legit contraception alternative to vasectomies and condoms for men. How it works, the pill developed by Cornell medical scientists temporarily immobilizes sperm by blocking a protein called soluble adenyl cyclase, or SAC, that triggers sperm to swim to an egg.
I think it's during the onion.
In the lab, the pill successfully prevented male mice from siring baby mice.
Baby mice?
Pinkies, a.k.a. pinkies.
Oh, Eddie, what are you reading this from? Mad Magazine? Or where are you getting this info from?
And it says for a couple hours, I guess it keeps the sperm from swimming for a couple hours.
Oh, wait, what does it do? It paralyzes their... or what?
It immobilizes sperm from blocking a protein called the sac, or whatever.
Okay.
And then
is it available now?
They're trying it right now.
Okay.
So they say they hope to extend the window to a day or two, up to, and then they're eventually going to try it on rabbits.
Oh. So they're trying.
Mice
they're,
first.
They're moving up. They're moving up the ladder.
Yeah, mice first, and then rabbits.
What's after a rabbit? Crocodile. Human. What's after humans. That? Oh.
After that,
Eddie,
dog.
Yeah, I'm proud of you, Eddie.
What, after, did you, after that,
did
apes.
You do this?
And after
did
that
you do this on your own?
Yeah, no.
Did you do this topic on your own, or it just popped on your phone?
It just popped on my phone. I get this.
His girlfriend sent it to him. Hey, Eddie, here you go. We know you don't like condoms, so we got plan B.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Does it just pop on your phone, those things?
No, I subscribe to a newsletter, and that's what it sent me.
I don't even want to know.
No, it just sends all range of topics, and sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not.
Gotcha.
This one was interesting.
Yeah, I'm glad you did that. Do that more often, Eddie.
Would you take it? Would you take it?
Me? Nah. Yeah. I don't
think he's already shooting blanks.
Trying it on mice. And... You know what? I just wear rubber. Why? I don't get it. I feel more comfortable wearing a rubber. At least two of them or three of them to know for sure. Because if you get a girl pregnant wearing three rubbers, it's just meant to be. I can say a hole in one, okay. A hole in two, all right. A hole in three of them, then, you know, it's just not meant for you to not be a daddy.
It doesn't have any side effects. This doesn't mention anything about side effects.
Well, I don't know. There's got to be something to probably... You probably lose a few inches or something, or it shrinks one of your balls or something. It got to do something, Eddie. There ain't nothing with nothing, no side effects.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe privately you can send me who sent you this, or where you getting this from. Like Alberto said, The Onion or...
The Onion?
The stuff that they... Just outlandish things they talk about.
What the hell's The Onion?
The Weekly World News. Are they still around?
Yeah, you know, or The Sun, you know, when they put Bat Boy on the cover and all that. Oh. The shit that's out of control.
Inquire?
That's where you can get them. They have the advertisement in the back of the magazine.
Oh, that's where you mail off from? Send a check to the whatever the address is? So if you guys don't like wearing rubbers and your girl don't want to use any get on the pill, then, man, I guess there's a pill on the way.
There's a pill on the way.
They've been promising that for years, decades. I thought they had one like sometime in the 90s and just make all your hair fall off.
How's that prevent pregnancy?
There's hair that was one of the side effects.
Top of your head or the...
Yeah, you go
bald.
That
was a side effect. Oh, okay.
Which is the way it works.
Would you do that, Eddie? If
no.
Well, Eddie, you don't have any hair anyways. Like my hair. Whatever's left.
Yeah, I don't know. Why would
you go cut it every week? I don't
know. I know what they're gonna say is like the girls are going, oh well, we have to do it all these years and we have to take a pill. Why do we have to do it? You don't have to do it. Don't do it.
I wonder if it's the like a birth control for women. You know how they have to take it every day or.
Well, probably.
Or probably. You can just pop it before you do the deed or after.
It's probably a thing like the pill for a woman. You got to keep it a constant thing to because you don't know when you're gonna. You might just have sex and you don't go. Oh, I'm not gonna. I can't have sex with you today, lady. I didn't take my pill. Well, hell no. You know you're gonna jump on it if you have the opportunity, Eddie.
Imagine your little swimmers are all paralyzed and. Can't go anywhere.
Hey, if it's gonna kill those swimmers, you know that's killing something else inside your ass too.
It's probably killing the home. Probably killing the swimmer factory. You got to be careful there. Your ball shriveled up.
Just paralyzes for a couple of hours.
It paralyzes everything down there
for a couple hours, huh? Well, what if you? So you're basically, if that's the case, then you take it once. And then it paralyzes a couple hours and it's over, right?
Yeah.
So then if you screw later on that night or early in the morning, then you got to take another pill?
I don't know.
I guess it's going to be like Viagra. You just got to take it when you're ready to go.
How long can the little swimmers live before they...
I don't know.
72 hours?
72 hours? Wow.
Or what? 24 or 48? 48 or is it 48 or 72 hours?
I don't know.
Alberto, you're supposed to be looking at all this stuff.
I don't know.
No, listen to me. Oh,
he's frozen.
Am I frozen again?
Start giving him a speech.
You were.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm losing connection here. Alberto? Before we get out of here, do you have time to read the commercial?
I guess so.
All right, let's do this. Eddie, why do you have to do that when Alberto's going to do something for him?
Yeah, let him.
God, damn.
Let him be on. Who cares?
Look at Eddie comes on and he steps up. He gets a little story for us and does it, and then somebody else does, and it's just a bore.
Eddie, so he did his job today. It's nap time.
Look at it. It's got to be something that Eddie. It's got to do with Eddie. You know what?
Eddie's not getting his body wash now. You see how much he cares.
The turmeric sand or whatever.
Yeah, and brown sugar, whatever that was.
No, it had
honey.
Honey
and brown sugar.
It has everything.
Oh, I think that's the wax.
Oh,
I think it had body wash with turmeric or something. No,
that there was something else in there too.
Yeah, something rough, huh? Like to make sure to clean you real good.
Well, go to go to naturalwonders.com. You can find it. Look in the body washes.
All right, here's Alberto with our sponsor on where to go shopping and what discounts you can get. And here we go.
Yeah, talking about Natural Wonders. At Natural Wonders, they create high-performance health and wellness products that spring naturally from the 7 natural wonders of the world. Natural Wonders, they want you to be as clean and as beautiful as nature intended you to be. And if you go right now to Natural Wonders, Wonders spelled W-U-N-D-E-R-Z, you go there, you get your order. Like I said, we're talking about the body wash, but they got lotions, they got, you know, facial care. Eddie, stop sniffing. You go there, you get your order, you go to checkout, you enter the code THEN25SHOW, and you get 25% off of your total order. That's one of the best deals on the internet right now. So go to Natural Wonders. If you're listening to the podcast, just look in the show description. I got the link. You got the promo code right there. If you're watching on YouTube or Facebook, just go to our website back there right behind me, the M25show.com. You go to the sponsors page and you get all the information right there. Natural Wonders.
Well done, Alberto.
Very good. And since you're right here, I got it right here. Oh, it does have it's got raw sugar.
Raw sugar.
Sugar, yeah. It.
To make Eddie sweet.
Yeah.
Natural Wonders.
Turmeric and raw sugar, yeah.
This is one of the products here, and then
sugar
we have
for the
That's for what is that
we
called?
We also have this.
The dead body cells.
Hemp and pineapple. What is that? It's exfoliating. That's what it is.
Exfoliating. There you go.
And one of Eddie's favorites right here.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. The Pineapple Express.
Use that lotion a lot.
Yep, I use that lotion every day.
There's many more too to products if you go to the website and check them out.
Just got to find the right one for you.
That's right. And you get a discount online. You don't get that at the store where Eddie shops.
And not even the store, at the discount store.
I'm going to go to...
He goes find that. He tries to find the biggest bargain place he can find, and he still doesn't get a discount. He still pays more than if he went online, but Eddie doesn't want to give out his credit card information. Don't be like Eddie. Just go to naturalwonders.com, enter the code, get yourself 25% off.
There you go. Very well said.
I just can't wait to get it, so I just go and get it, you know.
Well, Eddie, that's why you plan ahead, okay? When you see you got half a bottle, then you go, I better order now. You know, you wait until the last drop and then go, now I got to wait. I don't know. You know, they have good shipping, you know, 2 to 3 business days.
Mm-hmm. You know,
hey, hold on. Look at it, folks. Look at, we got our show fighting over this stuff. Stuff's good. You got to go buy some online. You got to buy it online.
You see how Eddie needs it. I mean, he can't go a day without it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like a drug. Eddie's going to start stealing and doing whatever it takes to get it.
Eddie misses one day, man. He looks ugly as hell. So, you know.
Yeah.
Starts getting all violent.
His girlfriend threatens to leave him.
On the onion.
He starts looking for male birth control. He thinks it's too ugly to have kids anymore.
Oh boy. Oh yes. My goodness.
All right. Buy this.
Everybody's favorite Bigfoot hunter is watching. Richard. Always late to the party. Just when we're getting out of here. Too bad. Tisk tisk.
We don't need him anymore.
Oh dang. Anymore.
We didn't need him before. We just, you know, we don't care about him anymore.
Keep watching, Richard.
Yeah.
Him and Will can go hunt Bigfoot.
Oh, I think Richard will hunt Will.
might mistake him for Bigfoot, huh?
I know.
we have Richard again on the show. We see Will's head mounted on the wall. Yeah, I got Bigfoot.
Oh. We say, hey, anybody heard from Will? He's all mounted on Richard's wall.
Unbelievable.
Oh, God.
With an apple in his mouth.
Oh man, yeah, that Eddie and a poor man Will is white. I'm talking hair. He went from dark hair to white in a matter of a year.
Wow,
crazy.
I mean, yeah, if we had Will back, people won't recognize him. He can come back as a whole new person.
I know we were somewhere and at the fortress, and somebody was asking for Will, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or no, they go, "Hey, where's this person?" They didn't know his name. They're, "Where's this person? I need to give him a message from somebody." And I go, "Who?" He's all, that old guy that he's in this department. And I go, "Will?" He's all, "Yeah, that's his name, Will." He's younger than all of us. He's called, yeah, that older man.
Will's
old
only
man.
31 years old.
Oh my god, looks like he's 61.
He's not aging gracefully.
It's
all that selling of the plasma, you know.
All that stuff he's selling.
He's got to stop selling his bodily fluids.
Yeah, you need that.
He sells
stuff.
Everything but his semen. And you would think if they must not want it for a reason.
I think he tried. You know, you go to the place that there's still in storage. There's like boxes of frozen.
They probably looked at it and they were looking at it in a microscope and go, "This isn't even human." So they called Richard and go, "Hey, we might have a lead here." We found some kind of creature that's producing something we've never seen before. And it's got big feet written all over it.
Richard gets into the bloodhounds to smell, to track them, and the bloodhounds just to go crazy.
They start throwing up. Okay. Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, once we start bashing Will, you know, the show's pretty much over.
All right. We'll be back next week. We have to thank our guest, Takesi. Why do I want to say it? Takesi. Takesi and Jonathan Price from Main Stage Music Group. Go check them out. We'll post the links in the comment box and all that. Go check them out if you're interested. Check out what they do, and if you need help in the music industry, they'll help you out and direct you in the right way.
Mm-hmm. Point you in the right direction.
Point you in the right directions. And with that, we're going to get the hell out of here.
All right, boys.
I'm just totally confused. Okay, here we go. I got so much, I get confused with all the songs and everything, but I got it now.
Good for you.
I'll see you, Eddie. All Alberto. Right. We'll see you guys. Hey, Eddie, you wait here till because we say bye. Don't click off. You wait till the song's over. No,
Eddie's girlfriend's outside honking the horn.
Yeah, just tell her hold on 1 second. All right, guys, we'll see you guys next week.
She's out. Eddie, you said 10:30.
Stupid reality again.